more races called. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projects a winner in the Arizona Senate race.
Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly wins his bid for re-election in Arizona, defeating GOP challenger and venture capitalist Blake Masters. Kelly starting his political journey in 2020, defeating Republican Martha McSally in the special election to finish out the late Arizona Senator John McCain's term.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the Arizona governor's race remains too close to call, with at least 265,000 votes yet to be counted. Former President Trump posting on social media possibly corrupt officials have lost control of the tainted election in Arizona. In Nevada, the Fox News Decision Desk projects Republican challenger Joe Lombardo has defeated Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak, who's issued a concession statement. While the Nevada Senate race gets tighter, Republican Adam Laxalt leading incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto, but by fewer than 900 votes. The balance of power in the House remains undecided, the GOP still needing 7 seats to gain the majority. Democrats need to win 17 of the 23 House races still outstanding to maintain their control. Former President Trump suing the House January 6th committee, trying to block the panel's subpoena for documents and his testimony. The lawsuit says the subpoena infringes on executive privilege while serving no valid legislative purpose. President Biden in Cambodia for a summit of the Southeast Asian nations after telling the UN climate conference in Egypt on Friday the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce carbon emissions in the U.S.
Look, our Department of Energy estimates that the new law will reduce emissions in the United States by about 1 billion tons in 2030. While unleashing a new era of clean energy powered economic growth.
The president concludes his overseas trip next week with the G20 summit meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A major earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 7 has struck the Pacific Ocean in the Fiji Islands region. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says because of the depth of the quake, they don't expect a tsunami. Earlier, a 5.8 magnitude quake was reported in Guatemala. No damage reports from either so far. A large cryptocurrency firm has filed for bankruptcy.
The cryptocurrency exchange FTX is one of the biggest players in the industry. Its CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, one of the richest self-made billionaires on the planet, has just resigned. His company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Bankman-Fried gave some $40 million to Democratic candidates during the midterms, and he donated more than $5 million to Joe Biden's presidential campaign in 2020.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson online reports say the FTX site has been hacked. Some users reporting on social media their accounts are showing zero balances. A Frontier Airlines flight from Cincinnati to Tampa made an unscheduled landing in Atlanta Friday evening, diverted after passengers reported that one of the people on board had a box cutter. Federal marshals arrested the suspect at Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport. The NFL planning Thanksgiving honors for former coach and broadcaster John Madden.
During his legendary broadcasting career, Madden was the voice of NFL football on Thanksgiving Day, and now the league will launch the John Madden Thanksgiving celebration on the first Turkey Day since his death last December. The tribute will become an annual event and include a recording of Madden discussing the holiday's relationship with football that will serve as the lead-in to each of the three games that day. day. During his long broadcasting career, Madden would award turkey legs to star players on Thanksgiving games. And starting this year, the Madden Player of the Game will get a trophy and a charity donation in their name. There will also be John Madden Thanksgiving logos on the 25-yard line and a uniform patch bearing his image. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.